Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Welcome to the Shirley Ajayi Show. I'm Shirley Ajayi, your host. Haven't been on air for a while. Been busy doing research on Nollywood and Gollywood movies. You know, up to this last month, I had never seen a Nollywood or a Gollywood movie before. So I went to YouTube and started watching the movies from Nollywood and Gollywood. And I must say, some of the movies were pretty good, and some of them, you know, kind of reminded me of soap operas here in the U.S., and some kind of reminded me of the type of movies that you would see at Hallmark. But all in all, the movies were decent, most of them. A lot of the themes were consistent with the prince, you know, the royalty that's in Nigeria or in Ghana. So a lot of them were about prince or princesses and how they kept the throne going and, you know, the spats about things about the throne and love and romance and, you know, growing up and et cetera, et cetera. So it was interesting to me, and I got to see some of the key movie stars. You know, I went and found the top 10, I think it is, the top 10 Nollywood stars, and among them was this particular star. I won't mention his name, but I had more problems when I went to Facebook, you know, to do a little bit more research on him. And somebody answered my, you know, inquiries about him. Anyway, I don't know who it was, but it certainly, I don't think it was him. So I kept going with it, trying to find, you know, more and more information because, like I say, I had never really seen a Nollywood movie before. I knew nothing at all about Nollywood actors or Gollywood, for that matter. You know, I was so keen to American actors, you know, but I do a lot of watching, so... Anyway, so there was the top 10 Nollywood actors, and these actors made money anywhere from $10 million to a couple of million, you know, from doing movies over in Nigeria. So the number one was, let's see, they call him RMD. He's also a certified producer, and he's considered more of a veteran actor. You know, he was doing pretty good making movies there. And then, let's see, but anyway, back to the other one that I was talking about. So I clicked on his information on Facebook. Well, you know how Facebook is. And I start communicating with him. So somewhere in the communications, after about maybe a week or two, I started getting these strange messages, you know, about, will you marry me, and that sort of stuff. Now, I didn't really know the guy, and I really didn't believe it, but I saw that he had been married and he had a child. So I didn't believe whatever whoever it was writing to me was saying. And I also, he also sent me, of all things, a divorce decree, saying that his wife had been cheating on him, and so he divorced her. Now, that's what he said at first. So then I looked at the divorce decree. I even sent it to the Pulse magazine to ask them, was this actor really a divorce, you know, or was I being scammed? So I looked at the signatures, and I said, this don't look right. The signatures look like all the same writing. So I said, well, I'm going to just play along and see how far this is going to go. And he took it as far as he could, but I knew it wasn't him. So then, because later on, his inconsistencies, he says, well, I got to go to court because I'm getting a divorce. And I said, but 2 weeks ago, you said you had a divorce, and you even sent me a divorce decree. And I sent it to the Post magazine. Well, of course, he didn't believe that I did that. So anyway, he kept it going. So I said, it's going to be somewhere down the line, he's going to ask me for some money. That's how you know for sure that it's a scam. Because anyway, if he's among the top 10 most rich and popular and famous actors in Nigeria and Ghana, he didn't need to ask me for no money. If he's making, like, I think he's making something like $4 or $5 million a year or whatever, you know. So this guy kept on. Eventually he did. He claimed his child needed something. They went in Atlanta, Georgia, and he needed to buy something. So could I help him out and send him some money to give to his son? And I said, yeah, they had it again. This time they using movie stars. They're really desperate, you know, on the internet. So I said to myself, this is really pathetic. And it was the most pathetic scam I had ever seen. I wrote about it on my Facebook page, if you want to look it up on Shirley Ajayi. But I just talked about the fact that they will do anything to get your money. That guy must have asked me for money between the time I start, you know, responding to him until now, at least 6 times. At least 6 times in our texting. He asked me, the last time he asked me for $3,000, and I told him, no, I don't send money overseas, you know, and I know, and I told him that he had to be a scam artist because he wasn't producing, he just produced one little picture showing him in his bedroom or something like that. I didn't believe that either. So I said, I feel sorry for the women that are researchers and aren't like me and they can't figure it out. And so I'm sure he's probably taking a lot of women's money and they thinking that they engaged or, you know, the girlfriend of this famous Nigerian actor. So that was not a good experience. But I did enjoy the movies. The movies were just as good as the movies are here. Some were even better. So finally I started researching this other actor named, they called him Van Victor. He was okay. I didn't have any problems with him, but he was from Ghana. And he's a very nice-looking actor. He's mixed with Dutch, Liberian, and Ghanaian. You know, so he was a good actor. I liked him. He didn't make quite as much money as these ones from Nigeria, but he was still good. And he was married, and he had children. And so I just joined his fan base, you know, and we was all writing him and telling him, oh, you know, you're a good actor, oh, you're cute, oh, this, oh, you know how fans do. So that was okay. That was an okay experience with him. But that one from Nigeria, I don't know if it was him or somebody's probably scamming him, you know, because I remember seeing online where it said on YouTube he had a big thing about people were using him and scamming, trying to scam other people, and he apologized to the public about it. So, you know, it was one of those things. So, of course, I had to block the guy, you know. But it's just that some people are so desperate, they would do anything. I heard just today about the ones that are using the kidnap thing where they say, your child been kidnapped, and could you pay me some money to get your child back? Of course, they're lying. They, you know, they just want to get your money. you just have to be careful online nowadays because people are really, really desperate. You know, they're just desperate to mess with you. And perhaps online is not like it was 10 years ago. It was, used to be nice 10 years ago. But now it is not. It is not nice. So Facebook has really, really changed a lot. Because when I first went on Facebook, it wasn't quite like that. But I did enjoy the hip-hoppers from Nigeria, the P-Square, the Twins. I like their music, especially Alingo. It's this dance they do. I like that. And then I found this other one called, I forgot his name. But anyway, there's Techno. His is good, too. And there are quite a few other ones, but P-Square are the most highly paid. So, but you just have to be, you have to be really careful. Oh, yeah, there's BM. That's his initials. And he does My African Queen. Yeah, I like that. And I like the dances, too. You know, the dances that they're doing. Yeah. Okay, and then there's DeVito. And then there's a couple of other ones. They do, there's Don Jazzy and Two Face, and go on and on with the different hip hop people while I was doing my research. But you know, I like to research and figure out stuff because life is too short. And of course, so is this. I didn't have time to do a whole big show, but I hope you enjoy me talking about the scams from Nigeria. You just have to be careful. So when you be a fan of a particular actor or hip-hop star, just make sure that you just join the fan base and don't really try to communicate with them because it might not be them, okay? It could be a scam because they have maybe six or seven pages on Facebook or six or seven pages on Instagram or six or seven pages on Twitter. And so if they do, you know, who knows, some of those may not be them. But this is Aura, a.k.a. Aura Shirley Ajayi Show. You can contact me at theauraShow@gmail.com if you have any questions. Until then, I think you should enjoy life and just be careful while you're online. Because like I say, things are not quite like they used to be. Not at all. So, in being careful, you protect yourself and your loved ones. As people are a little desperate on these cell phones doing crazy stuff. They are really desperate. Doing crazy things. And it's best for you to just watch yourself. And take care. And I hope to be on again very, very soon. Until next time, this is Aura, a.k.a. Aura Shirley Ajayi. Bye. See you later.